Hey there, Jen here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know that our newest Miracle Month kicks off on Monday, May 6th. The theme of this Miracle Month is becoming a master of your life. If you have not joined us yet, now is the time. It's only a four-week program, the Miracle Month, and we will be together 4 weeks in May. 2024 is flying by. Let's make sure that you're moving forward, taking positive steps to creating and reinventing the next version of you, and making some positive new beginnings for a brighter, happier future. Go to widow180.com/miracle month, and you can learn more about the Master Your Life program. This is 4 weeks of group coaching, whether you're brand new to widowhood or you lost your spouse years ago. This program is for everybody. We will be going over important concepts for rebuilding your life after loss, like how to get motivated about life again, feeling more confidence, making meaning of your life, coping with change, finding purpose, being more resilient, breaking through fear, and building a life that you want. These are all the things that we talk about in the Miracle Month. We talk about attitude and mindset and emotional well-being. If you know you want more, you know you are ready to embrace life again, you are ready to welcome in joy and happiness into your life again, then this Miracle Month program is for you. Each week, you get a new workbook to use during our time together on our live Zoom calls. Head right now to widow180.com/miracle month. You can find all the information there. We start Monday, May 6th, so do not wait. That's widow180.com/miracle month. Now let's get into the show. Hello and welcome back, listeners. I am so glad you're joining me today. Even for these short but sweet episodes where I have a thought, or I read something, or I meet with you guys and we have a conversation about something that I feel like everyone should know, or that you could benefit from these little takeaways, today is one of those episodes. I'm going to call it Quick Tip Tuesday, because as we go into the rest of the week, I want this to serve as a reminder to you and just how awesome you are. So, I have worked with a lot of widows in the last few years. Something that comes up a lot in conversation is that it's very common to feel stuck in your grief. We feel like we're stuck because we're in this cycle of grieving where you feel okay one day and then terrible the next. You have a good day, then you have a bad day. You take one step forward and then two steps back. You feel forward momentum, but then you get pulled back. We get triggered by an event or a conversation or a memory, and it can ruin a day in an instant. You've heard me say this before, that grief isn't this straight linear path. It zigzags and it's messy. It's all over the place. And it's pretty much exactly how you feel, all over the place. And this is normal. Widows will often say things like, am I going to feel this way forever? Or they say, I thought I should be better by now. Or I thought things would be different by now. I don't see how things are getting better. And this is where we have to stop. We have to take a pause and do some digging in to get more of the story. Because I know how this feels. I've been there. When you're in survival mode and you're struggling with the day-to-day, you don't see your progress. You're so in the thick of the push and the pull and the highs and the lows that you just don't see the forward progress at all. I heard this analogy recently, and it was talking about this similar situation with highs and lows of the stock market. If you check your investments, if you look at the stock market every day, you will panic. You will freak out because of the inconsistency, right? But if you zoom out, if you go out to the 20,000 foot aerial view, you will see progress over time. You will see the line going upward. You will see your investments doing better and better over time. It compounds, right? This is where your progress can be so deceitful, but you are taking those baby steps. They are happening. You are evolving. You are changing. There was a widow in one of my programs last year. It was the Finding Purpose and Meaning After Loss program. And we were talking about growth. And she flat out said to me, "It's been a year since my husband died, and I haven't grown at all." "I think we could challenge that statement," I told her. I had her give me an example of one new thing she had to learn how to do in the last year. Manage the household bills was what she did. That's what she told me. I would say that's growth. In this last year, what's something really uncomfortable you did that you've never done before, but you did it? She said she flew by herself for the first time ever to go visit her son. Well, I would say that's growth as well. Sometimes we're too busy looking to validate our own negative thoughts that we don't see the progress. We let the negative self-talk take the spotlight and not our amazing accomplishments. Don't brush those things under the rug. Learning new things is progress, even if it's something you never wanted to have to learn how to do. Celebrate your accomplishments. Celebrate the new wisdom you are gaining from learning new things. Acknowledge those actions you're taking to become more confident as you master your new life, your new normal. Don't forget, it's all about zooming out. How does the you of today compare to the you of a year ago? Take a look at things from that perspective. You're doing so much better than you think you are. Keep going. You got this. Until next week, believe in the possibilities. Hey, if you're a widow and you're ready to become a master of your life again after losing your spouse, I want to invite you to join my Miracle Month program starting Monday, May 6th. I am so excited to be bringing this life-changing program to you and so many other widows. This is a four-week group coaching program where each week we will focus on what it takes to help you heal after loss and move forward to create a life that you truly love and deserve. If you feel stuck in grief, if you feel like there is so much more to life than the way that you feel right now, if you are ready to make some changes to become the next version of you, you know you want more. You know you want to be happy again and feel complete again and embrace life again, then this Miracle Month is for you. I'm going to be sharing things that worked for me and things I've learned from coaching hundreds of other widows, how you can begin to take the steps to rebuild your life through interactive exercises and group discussions. It's the magic of the energy of the group and also the mechanics of the steps you need to take to start creating a life that you love and adore. It's an amazing combination of all of it. If you are ready to take the steps, make the plan, take the action steps you need to live a life of meaning and purpose, to meet your full potential, then grab your spot in the Miracle Month. Now is the time. We kick off on Monday, May 6th, so get in now. Go to widow180.com/miracle month. That's widow180.com/miracle month.